Dirty Kong Podcast.
All right, cunts.
Hey!
How is it going?
Cunts.
Episode 65. Oh my god.
It is 65. Yeah.
The big 65. The unheard of land fucking mark moment. Yeah.
Great.
Shocking. I think it was the mines.
Ah, yes. Hello, everybody out there, and welcome to another edition of the Dirty Kong Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always. I'm John Boy, and with me is my esteemed colleague, my lover, my friend, my life partner.
What, is the Van Dog back?
He's not back.
He's not back, is he?
He's not back.
Is he officially gone?
I think so. I mean,
would he be a special guest now?
He's a special, special guest.
Yeah.
Special guest.
Special in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry, I'm JT, but you know that.
It's JT.
J-Dog. JT, J-Dog, I go by many names. It's whatever. J-Dog at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been that way for a few episodes. Yeah.
JT, I think the reason why I said JT is because, although we're not going to release this again, because it's not going to do us any favours, but we have recently found the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
We found Genesis, haven't we? It's, you know... It's year zero. We found episode one. Long lost episode one.
We did five tester episodes where we didn't plan anything. We just sort of did it for fun. And it's fucking awful. If you think that these shows, the recent last, let's say, 10 shows, are a terrible, god-awful trite, you will never, ever believe the shit that is in those first five episodes.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I think they would have to be bought, wouldn't they? We'd have to be held at gunpoint to release them.
Either one. We'd have to get a considerable amount of listener donations. I'm talking, I don't know, a good few grand.
A few grand. Or I'd need to be held at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Buy several guns.
Yeah.
Even one gun wouldn't cut it.
What?
I'd need lots of guns pointing at me, and I'd be like, alright, you know what? Just take one.
Because I'm fancy and I've got a new fancy computer, I backed everything up on hard drives years ago, and I just went through and cleaning them up, and it took me like all fucking day to wipe these hard drives clean, and I just found everything. All our old crap. And even some like tester bits and pieces and stuff that we'd never even released. So
yeah,
it's dead funny, dead weird to go back to when we only had one microphone off a crappy laptop, doing it in a kitchen.
And Von Dog was here.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, every episode
crazy
he was on.
Crazy shit.
That's odd, to think that he actually used to be here every episode.
Mm.
And I was not.
And the show's better for it, I feel.
I would say that.
Yes. We haven't changed.
No. I would think that the show would be better if you wasn't here.
Nice.
And I also think it would be better if I wasn't here. Oh, what I'm saying is that I think this podcast would be better if it wasn't even real.
It needs to stop.
It should have stopped at one. We should have listened back to it and thought, you know what, this is terrible. Let's not do this ever again.
I will never stop doing this show. That's a promise to the listeners. We've promised some shit over the years. So if you believe that, you're a fucking idiot. Seriously.
Well, I love the way we berate our listeners.
We said the date on the very first show, didn't we?
And we
it
did.
Was, what was it, January 2011?
Yes, it was, 11.
So we've been going, how long now? Nearly
going strong for over 2 years.
Just
two
over
years,
2 years,
2 months.
Yeah, mad.
2 years, 2 months tomorrow.
And it actually feels longer. I was actually a bit surprised. I thought maybe it was a bit longer than
you
that.
You thought it was 2010, didn't you?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But,
But there you go. So you've had this god-awful nonsense for 2 and a bit years, you lucky bastards.
Yeah.
And you'll have it for another 2 and a bit more years if I have anything to do with it.
And you know what's really...
That's
the
depressing.
Way I would look at it is that you won't get this time back.
No,
how do
we've
you
robbed
feel?
You of that.
We have robbed you. I mean, what are our episodes? Roughly around an hour long? On average, just over an hour?
Oh, on average, probably about an hour and 20.
An hour and 20?
Yeah.
So I would say that we were going on for maybe 70, 75 hours.
Mm.
You'll
yeah.
never get that time back. You know, when you're on your deathbed, you'll be thinking, I just want a few more days to sort out bits and bobs. And you won't have that time because we wasted it for you.
Ha ha.
That's where I like to think of it.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Is that I've wasted your, you know, some of the best hours of your life, days.
And it's funny because we should have even more shows out than we've got because we've missed quite a few weeks over the like the last year. Really, we've struggled, but we're still here. 65. It should be something like we should be getting on to nearly 100 now.
Yeah, we should really, because we did churn the shit out every week, didn't we?
Yep.
And then it was like probably 3 a month, then 2 a month. In fact, no, I think we do. I'd say we probably average 5 every 2 months to be technical.
Yeah, something.
It's like, just over 2 a month, I think.
It became regular, but I mean, we don't do that on purpose. That's not going to be the new time slot. It's just we sort of.
We do it when we can.
We do it when we can, don't we? But we try and do it as regularly as possible. Yeah.
You're getting it for free, so don't fucking complain. You're all fucking shitting there, like, and you're like, oh, fucking dickheads, mate. You're fucking once for a week, and it's like fucking 2 every fucking whenever you like, dickhead. You got 20p for bus, mate. No, I haven't got 20p for bus. That would have been funnier if I didn't mumble my words. I'm going to stop this now because no one's laughing at that.
I'm laughing. It's making me laugh.
Oh, yeah. I'm laughing in pity.
Yeah. Pity laughing.
I also had a lot of saliva in the bottom of my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was having to, like, cup my mouth to, you know, because I was going to, just slobber all over you. That's a horrible word, slobber.
Slobber.
I was going to...
She's slobbering all over my
I was going to mouth urinate all over your microphone.
That's not unpleasant.
I was going to face piss on your equipment.
That's good face piss. Plastic sheets.
Mouth gush.
Nice.
Yeah. I could do this all night. So,
Happy Mother's Day, by the way, Jay.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
To all the mothers out there.
If you've ever had a mother, then, you know, say hello and how you doing and give her a card and shit.
Yeah, not a kiss.
Not a kiss. Don't kiss her.
Because, you know, I'd like to kiss our friend Ben's mum.
Yeah, well, you say that. I used to. But nah, she's getting a bit ropey, isn't she?
I'd like to drink from her like a bucket.
No, I think the bucket is rusty. It's been left out in the it's been left out in over winter and it's gone bad.
One too many holes in that bucket.
Yeah, it's gone rusty and creaky and I wouldn't touch it now, I don't think.
No.
Without a good clean out.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Your mum, however.
My mum, yeah.
Yeah. Fucks like a spring chicken, mate.
Good.
Yeah, full of beans she is.
Glad you're enjoying yourself.
Ties me out. Good shit, yeah.
Nice, thank you.
She lets me poo on chest.
Yes. Oh Christ. So what's been happening in everybody's lives?
Well, what's been happening in my life is I had a birthday.
Holy shit balls.
Yes.
Yes you did.
Yes. How old am I now? Am I 26?
26 are you?
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that makes me 26.
Yay.
So yeah, I'm 26 years old apparently. What did I do? We went out.
Out on the piss.
Yes.
On the raz.
Fucking, get here. You know, listeners, you might hear a bit of, you know, clanking and jingling and shit. John Boy, he hasn't got a bottle opener, and he's got a bottle of beer, and he can't open it, but it's because it's not street. You know, give me 2 seconds. Used to be street. You've forgotten what it's like.
I used to be down with the kids. Now I'm just an old twat.
It's because you've got yourself a nice little girlfriend and
a bit scrumpy.
Nice little job and
yeah.
You've lost it all, mate.
I have.
That's me. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it fresh.
Slightly.
There you go. Look. What was that? 15 beautiful. Seconds. I'm in.
He's in.
Just like your ass, mate. I've been in plenty of times.
I mean, mother.
Just sniffing your knickers.
Nice. I wondered what that smell was.
Yeah.
In my knickers that I'm also smelling.
Yeah.
But yes, we went out and we got drunk.
We did.
We didn't get thrown out of anywhere, though.
No.
Did we tell that story on the podcast? About you getting thrown out of the pub?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have we told that story?
Yeah.
Well, Jamie gets thrown out of pubs sometimes.
Yeah. It was the Bless.
The Blessington, yes.
Yeah, where did we go first? We went to. Oh, we went to see a movie, didn't we?
Oh!
We went to see Mama.
Mama.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing it. Mama! Ooh! Didn't mean to.
Yeah, it was that horror film. Yeah.
It was pretty scary. I thought it was really scary. Yeah. You wasn't a massive fan.
There was some good jump scares in it, you know? Yeah. It was okay. Some creepy children running around on all fours, scuttling around like fucking...
That was, the scuttling, that's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it was okay. But we took our friend Ben. And Ben is notorious for Jesus squealing Christ. Like a little girl.
He did. He squealed like a fucking pig, man.
Seriously.
He was like, oh, no, don't go in there. Oh, no, no, look around. Don't go in there. Oh! And it's like, mate, calm the fuck down.
It's a movie.
You're ruining it for everyone. Yeah, I wanted to punch him in his fucking fat face, fucking prick. I hope he's listening to this. But,
He does listen.
He's just screaming. Every time, change of scenery. Oh, no, it's trees! He fucking screamed at everything. Well, chill out, man. But I actually rated it. I thought it was a good film.
Yeah, it was okay, yeah.
The plot was a bit loosey-goosey, you know. They played fast and loose with a couple of rules. But apart from that, oh, and it had such a fag ending, didn't it?
Oh, a bit of a lovey-dovey.
Yeah, you know, she's my child, I need my child, and, you know, and then she fell off the cliff and turned into... butterflies, moths, something like that.
Something like floated away. Yeah, and just...
fucking bollocks. Everything before that, yeah, I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Very fucking scary. And I always use this as an example. Jeepers Creepers. First Jeepers Creepers movie. The first half an hour, when you don't know what that thing is, fucking scary movie. As soon as you see it, not scary at all. Definitely. Not one bit. I could have watched it pitch black on my own with the doors open with a knife in my back. I wouldn't have been scared. But until then, I was fucking bricking it. Mama is one of the first movies where I've actually seen the antagonist, the bad guy, the monster. The monster. And still been scared by it. And I thought that's really hard to achieve sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you still need to... I don't know, because a lot of fear is the unknown, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what you don't see.
It's what you don't see, it's what could be. But with her, she was still fucking scary, and I had, like, props for that.
Fair enough.
So, definitely go and see it, guys.
How many Kongs out of five, then?
I'd say 4.5. I'd say...
Really? That good?
I would... You know what? I'm going to say 4. Because of the fag ending, as well as the loose plot. I've got to knock one Kong off the edge of the cliff.
There we go.
And turn it into butterflies. So I'm just going to open a window. Do you want me to open a window?
Yes, please. Yeah, yeah? Sure.
Because he's having a crafty.
Jay's just going to get up and open the window. We also had a poker night, didn't we, at your house? That was good.
Yes, we did, yeah.
I think because we had one before, and then we did a show, and then we've had another one since then, so I'm just keeping you up to date with our poker espionage.
Yeah.
So
poker spy?
Yeah.
The espionage what? Why is that?
I must be thinking of another word. I don't know. Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, no one cares.
I'm a professional podcaster. Don't mess with me. Yeah, and that was good. There was a point. It's got to be said that the only polite way of putting it is that Jamie lost.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
He busted the bank.
Yeah. I went all in and lost.
No, you know, it's perseverance on Jamie's part. He kept playing the game.
Yeah.
How did you keep playing the game, Jay?
Well, the thing is, it's entirely Ben's fault. Spiky Ben, I don't know, did he go by a name when he was on here?
Our friend Ben.
Our friend Ben, okay. Our friend Ben, in those weird quotation marks. I'd lost the hand before, so I was just going to, like, deal, you know, between John Boy and Ben. And then all of a sudden, it was actually like, if you don't play poker, there's like a dealer button that goes around and that person has to deal.
Yes.
And the dealer button landed on Ben in the hand before. I lost in the hand, lost all my chips. So, Ben just started dealing me in. So I was like, fuck it, I'll keep playing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't have any chips. So I found a bottle cap.
Yeah.
A pound coin and a 50p.
Yeah.
A ring pull.
Yeah.
A bunch of filters that I roll fags with.
Yeah.
What else?
What was good about that, though, was just watching Jay trying to decide how much these were worth in terms of chips.
Yeah.
Because what were we doing? Were we doing... We started off with twos, fours, blah, blah, blah.
Ones, twos and fives, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
And then we went to twos, fours and fives or some shit like that. Who gives a fuck? But yeah, the thing is that, like, you'd think that if you had these chips that you just claimed, you know, these fucking whatever's knocking around, you'd just make them into as much as you want. But for some reason, I made them all twos. Yeah. I'm like, why did I not give myself more chips? You know, it's like I got myself back into the game and instantly put myself at a disadvantage.
And you started winning as well.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I doubled up a few times. And you was quite angry.
I was annoyed because it was like, you've just fucking jacked this whole game up.
Hey, you know what? It was all about the giggles. And I was having a laugh. But yeah,
but we played we played that one game for a while.
Yeah, we did. Well, poker always does that sort of thing. But the reason why I wasn't so bothered about kind of cheating my way back in is because we were just practicing when we were ready. So
yeah,
just getting good at the game.
That's right.
So yeah, for the birthday thing, so we did the cinema. We did. I went to the Blair.
Just pubbed it, didn't
we? Oh yeah, we went to the Flower Pot and had my Cheddar Valley. Yeah, everyone came out. The Splurge came out, didn't he?
Yeah,
Splurge came out. Von Dog came out.
Yeah,
our friend Ben. There was John Bay, John Boy, me, and all the girlfriends.
Apart from my girlfriend.
Oh yeah, apart from your girlfriend, which I was really gutted about.
Yeah,
I was actually more gutted than I thought I'd be because I don't know. It's just I missed her. I really did.
Aw,
I know.
She'll be listening.
Oh yeah, she does listen. She's
a big fan.
Yeah. Oh, well, fucking hell. You can edit all that shit out and I'll just say, oh, I'm glad the bitch wasn't there. She'll learn my secret.
That you actually like.
That I actually care for someone.
You have this sort of love-hate relationship with my girlfriend, don't you?
Yeah.
But
I love it when she hates me.
Yeah.
And she hates it when I put my dick in a gob.
It's actually weird how much she actually likes your company. Saying she's a woman, she's not intimidated or scared that you're going to beat her over the head with a spade and bury her in your garden.
I think she knows that she's actually stronger, harder, and better at everything than me.
Yeah.
I fear her.
She has a bigger penis.
Yeah. And all three of her balls are bigger than my two, so...
She's always on top.
I
always take, I don't receive. Anyway.
Yeah, this is getting into your kind of...
Weird sex life that I have, yeah.
So, yeah, then we did poker, blah, blah, blah.
It's not sex unless somebody bleeds. Poker, yeah.
And then, oh, yeah, and then my cousin got released from prison yesterday.
Lovely.
I
was going to say congratulations, but that's the wrong thing to say, isn't it? Really? Or is it? Is it? Congratulations?
Yeah.
No, it's not, isn't it?
It's not the right. It's an odd thing, yeah. It's welcome home, more.
Yes, I suppose
That's a greeting.
Welcome home to your cousin.
So, yeah. Won't go into details, obviously, but...
probably best not to.
Yeah. 4 years.
4 year stretch.
Yep. And,
4 year porridge.
Glad to have my cousin back.
Good. Right then, so... It's been a good week.
Yeah,
leading up to the show. Been eventful. And, but it is Mother's Day, Jay, so I feel like it's going to be a bit of a special show.
Yeah.
This goes out to all the mothers. And, yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say, I think you've got more mother stories. I couldn't find any. I did actually have a look for mother stories, but I didn't find any good ones.
I've got mother stories.
Or ones that I didn't think were true.
I've got... and speaking of stories, as I was looking, I came across this this little article that's... It's basically like a 10-year-old... No, 13-year-old boy. He's handwritten this huge story that he hid from his mum.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a huge story.
Yeah.
I guess for a 13-year-old, it's huge. It's 4 pages long.
It's about 4 pages long.
With big fuck-off writing.
I think he's a special kid.
Oh, I don't know. He's got a style, man.
But somebody's, like, scanned the actual pages, and he's even done a little front cover. Because
which is excellent.
It's, like, it's an erotic adventure for the 13-year-old, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's called Best XXX Ever. Come on, don't read. By
no,
Brian.
No, it says Mom, don't read, and it's in brackets, not Come on, don't read.
Ah.
Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be a well-versed man in literature.
I'm a podcasting legend. Mom don't read, so you know. But his mum found this.
Excellent.
Which is brilliant. And
by
Brian.
Brian.
The front cover speaks for itself, and that's going to go on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And
I love the way they're on skateboards as well.
Yeah, they're all on skateboards. Excellent. This will become clear.
Yeah.
so I'm going to read it, you know, word for word.
Okay.
Chapter one.
Get ready, kids. Sit down.
And this is like, this is my dream. Okay. A girl with huge boobs is playing video games on the couch. She's wearing a Star Wars shirt that is so small that her huge boobs look huger. I came in on a skateboard and do a sweet ollie over the couch while drinking a Mountain Dew.
Which is a cool drink.
This is every man's dream. I am looking pretty cool with a mohawk and shades. That's awesome, and you're awesome. We're going into chapter three now for some reason.
Right.
She says, sup, I say. She thinks that I'm cool, so we make out with tongs. It's so awesome, even though it's kind of gross, but she's hot, so it's not so gross. We tongue kiss for at least 3 hours, and I can hear Sonic music in the background, because that's what she's playing before we were making out. That's what you want. You want a girl with huge tits playing Sonic.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She loves Sonic. It was the casino level. It's the best level.
And I'm glad he clarified that.
Brilliant. She decides that it would be cool to play Sonic while making out. I say, brushing my mohawk with a switchblade comb.
Because we all have them.
It's very specific.
For our mohawks.
We're in chapter six now.
Right.
You can play as Sonic since I'm not as good. I love you. We drop the controllers because we don't even want to play anymore. We're in chapter seven. I decide that it's time to go all the way.
All the way.
All the way.
All the way.
I stick my hand up her shirt and grab a boob. Because second base at last, it feels like jelly. And that's the story.
And that's it. That's all the way to a 13-year-old kid.
But I think that's every man's dream, to be riding around on a skateboard with a huge-breasted woman playing Sonic and making out.
Yeah. And grabbing your mohawk with a switchblade comb.
If I can at least grab a boot once a day, I'm a happy man. So fair play to Brian. I don't know what his mum thinks of that, though. I mean, it could be worse. I mean, it's not like she found actual pornography under his...
Oh, yeah.
Under his pillow or whatever.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, that's quite expressive. And, you know, the fact that he's actually done it properly to a certain extent. I mean, it's on a front cover and is, you know, by Brian. So he's put his name on it, given it a title. And he's, like, numbered the pages and all that kind of stuff. I think he's done a really good job of that.
I think so.
And I love the fact that it's done in crayon as well. It's not in a pen. It's in crayon.
In huge, huge writing. There's about three sentences to every page. But the front cover's brilliant because it's got Brian in the middle with a mohawk holding a huge sword. I don't know if that's like a euphemism. But he's standing on top of two huge breasts. And the girls are standing on skateboards. So that's brilliant.
Well, and there's lightning coming off it and stuffs.
He's very happy with himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could not draw as good as that, though. My drawing is terrible. He's gonna be an artist one day.
He is. An acclaimed writer. So, yeah, that's just the kick-starting of the episode, I feel.
Did you ever do anything like that when you was a kid? Did you ever, like, write anything like that? Any kind of stories and stuff? Even for, like, school or out?
I probably did, yeah. I don't really remember any offhand, though. No. I mean, I used to draw, like, dirty manga women.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, touching themselves inappropriately, and I used to give them away at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It was like currency, that was.
Yeah. I did once draw a picture of the Spanish teacher in Spanish class having sex with a dog on the whiteboard just before the teacher came to class and made her cry. I did that once. So,
that is excellent.
Yeah.
And what was something that you did with a projector as well?
I made a cock out of some, like, paper and plasticine and like a huge erection and put that on the projector. So
and then turned it on.
And then turned it on.
And
same
teacher.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What did she have to say about that?
I don't know. I think she cried again. She was a very sensitive woman, very quiet little birdie lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's probably dead now. She probably died of shock.
We the school that we went to, we did a lot of damaging to teachers, didn't we?
Yeah.
I can remember we in our English class. A teacher called Mr. Thornton, and he actually requested to move class because we were that bad.
Wow.
Because he was normally like one of these guys that kind of rules with an iron fist.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, we just had, I guess we just had really, you know, the worst kids in this class, and he just couldn't take it. He was forever screaming and shouting and, you know, sending us all out, and we'd just fuck around, and we'd never do homework, and
it's ghetto school.
You learned life skills there, didn't you? You didn't learn, you know, no book smarts. It was all street smarts there.
It's a lot of woodshop class for everybody.
Yeah. And, yeah, after about 6 months, we got a different teacher who was actually nicer, and you'd think that we'd take the piss more, but because he was such a cool guy, we just, like, got on with our work.
Well, that's it. I think students should pick and choose their teachers.
Yeah.
And run them out, you know, when they don't like them.
We don't like you, we shall force you out. So, if there's any kids at the school listening to this, you shouldn't be, because it's, like, not appropriate, but if you don't like your teacher, just fuck them off.
Yeah.
Trust me, it works. I've done it myself. All right, I'm going to fire up my old Kindle, because that's where my stories are.
Wait.
Where my stores are at. Oh, I've got like 10% power. This is going to be fucking terrible. Right. Do you want to crack on with another story while I boot this up?
Okay. Just an odd little one here. I'm the electric gran. Anne has to plug her heart into the mains to stay alive.
Awesome.
This just reminded me of the movie Crank with Jason Statham.
Oh, I watched that recently. I watched Crank 2 as well, with the Godzilla scene.
Well, this, that's a brilliant scene. This is an actual real-life crank, but a nan, which is brilliant. She is one of only a handful of people in the world to have been fitted with a mechanical heart which runs off mains electricity.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Anne Higgs has no pulse of her own, but she's still very much alive. This is like something out of, like, Frankenstein or something.
Yeah, we're living in the future, man.
This is. It's crazy. Thanks to an electronic heart. The 56-year-old grandmother is one of only a handful of people in the world to have been fitted with a mechanical heart which runs off mains electricity. She says, "All my friends call me the electric gran. I'm powered by batteries by day and by the 240-volt mains at night." To like charging your phone up, you have to plug her in.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Anne has, I love this. Anne has an electric cord running out of her stomach.
And
her and her nightly routine involves turning off her bedside lamp, kissing partner Derek goodnight, and plugging herself in. She said, "I no longer have a pulse. My heart is still there beating, but the blood doesn't flow through it. The blood goes through the mechanical one."
Wow. But
after the op, the doctors gave us a stethoscope to listen to my heart. Instead of a beat, it's a swishing sound, like a twin tub washing machine sort of thing.
Oh, that's really cool. I want one.
It's weird.
Someone can have my heart, because it's a bag of shit now. Keep having palpitations. I'm going to have same as her. But I want like a really... I want like an Iron Man kind of heart. fucking and makes electricity come out of my eyes and shit.
Yeah, and you can fly.
When I take a shit, it like breaks the bowl. It comes out like a fucking cannonball.
Yeah,
is that how it works?
I'm sure that's how it works. Yeah, we'll find out. She was fitted with the titanium device after a major heart attack in 2009. I was lying in bed and I woke up with what I thought was a terrible indigestion. She said, "I took some aspirin, but an hour later woke up drenched in sweat and screaming in pain. I could feel myself slipping away. I thought, I'm going to die, or am I going to live?" That's a lot to think when you're having a heart attack.
Mm.
The Grim Reaper was stood by my side that night. Well, he fucked that up, didn't he, then, the Grim Reaper?
Yeah.
He didn't count on an electric titanium heart.
No.
What a twat.
Well, mate, that mistake again.
Yeah, so she had emergency surgery to put two stents into her heart. Afterwards, they told me I needed a heart transplant. And I was put on the list. The list.
The list.
Yeah. A year later, she was referred to the Freeman Hospital in Newcastle, where she met a pioneering team led by Professor Stephen Schollier. Newcastle? So it must be...
Wait, are you man? I know. We're going to give you a titanium heartache. I don't know why you're Irish now, but your heart's all gone to shit now. And so I'm going to take this engine out of an old Ford Cortina. I'm going to put it in your chest. And I'm going to plug you into the mains. That's exactly how Geordies speak.
Yeah. And the thing is, you just imagine the heart be made out of, like, Newcastle brown bottles and, you know.
Yeah. Fucking shopping trolleys that they fished out the fucking Thames.
And it's just, it goes into all the procedure at a very long length.
Yeah, and, which is boring.
Yeah, you know, and it's just there it is. We are calling for greater investment in the procedure, as it can save or dramatically improve patients' lives.
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty fucking rock on.
She's like she's a cyborg.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
How do you get around sex? I mean, imagine if you pull the cord out or whatever. I think she powers down like.
Or do you think like she's got like an extra socket So when she's having a bit of, you know, a bit of As Your Father, she's getting like an extra pump to like raise her heart level, so she's got more fucking blood going around.
A bit like those torches that you wind up to power up. Yeah, a lot of the thrusting gives her a bit more. It's kinetic energy, isn't it?
It's kinetic energy. You see, we're about to crank. So yeah, Rock On Electric Gran. That's nice electric. One. That has got to be it. That's an album name, that isn't it? Yeah. Electric Gran.
Yeah,
I love it.
We'll do it one day.
Well, I have a story that should be quite close to our hearts, John. Because, oddly enough, the Denver police, they may be looking for us. I think they've got our names wrong.
Specifically?
Yeah, because they're looking for the Dirty Thong Bandit.
You couldn't make it up.
You couldn't make it up.
Dirty Thong, I like it.
And the weird thing is, I mean, we're going to post this on a Facebook page. It's fucking weird. Because there's a sketch of the guy, and it looks like you when you used to have your longer hair when back at school, yeah.
Right.
When you used to have your big, wavy, lush hair.
Brilliant. See, I think it looks like a paedophile, but there you go.
Yeah, so it looks like you. To Sloan's Lake in Denver, Colorado, where police are seeking a man wearing a thong, which you did recently.
Yes. I have many thongs.
This is you. Yeah. This is a story about you.
I often don't wash them. So
yeah, that is... Yeah, you snap them off, don't you? They get crusty. Oddly, police have nicknamed him the Dirty Thong Bandit, although he appears to be sporting his own knickers. District 1 Commander Paul Panzan tells us, "We're looking for an individual who we have titled the Dirty Thong Bandit. He's fully clothed somewhere in the mouth of an alley. He disrobes down to a thong and exposes himself further in front of female citizens."
Brilliant.
"In the Northwest Denver area. It's a crime to expose yourself to folks. We need to make sure that he doesn't take that next step." Well, what's the next step, John? What's your next move?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
You're revealing yourself with your thong.
The thing is, yeah, he's not really flashing at the minute. He's just parading around in his underwear.
Yeah.
There's not much to see. His cock's covered up. He's not got tits. I mean, there's no crime as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I love the way you're talking about this, like in the third person.
Yeah, like I'm not him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to
play
it
down
a
bit. Yeah,
play
it
down. But it's not
the next step for the man who stripped down to a thong would be presumably to go back and pick up the rest of his clothes. Then boom,
that's
fun again.
A joke.
The underwear colour has changed over time, police say. Initially, they were looking for somebody wearing a pink thong, but the most recent report indicates the thong is now black or of a dark colour.
It's not the same thong changing colour, though, is it?
No. So yeah, we're all looking out for this mysterious Dirty Thong Bandit.
Good Lord.
Who looks a lot like John with John's hair. And who owns thongs, as do you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, too much fucking coincidence. It's fucking you, man.
It's a close case at this point.
I'm nursing a semi over this story. I was going to leave this till last, but I just couldn't wait for it.
The thing is, it makes it sound like that if they found somebody who didn't have the right kind of thong on it, it's like, oh, you're just a naked guy with, a bright, luminous green thong. He wasn't wearing that, so you're off spot free.
yeah, we're looking for pink or black. So
pink or black.
You, Mr. Zebra Stripes thong, you're not our guy. You carry on exposing yourself.
You keep trucking, sir.
So yeah, that's that really.
Wow.
Good shit. I like it.
Keep your eyes. We'll have to put the picture on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
I want people's opinions to say if they think it looks like me. In fact, we'll do a side by side picture.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
And we'll see what people think. I'm looking forward to that. We've just got titched.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
lad 8 weds woman 61.
What? Yeah. Oh, titched. You see, titched now makes sense. Oh, my God. That kid's like...
Well, he's a kid.
He's gangster, man.
He's pimping it, yeah, for his wedding.
Yeah, he's pimping it, man.
It's a lovely wedding photo.
What the fuck, though? How old is he? He's...
He's 8. She is 61.
That's just weird.
That is very weird.
Wow.
A schoolboy aged 8 ties the knot with a woman aged 61. Little Sanelli, whatever, got hitched.
Sam?
Yes. Little Sam got hitched in front of 100 guests to mum of five. So she's not even, you know, she's a mum of five anyway.
Right, okay.
Helen, African name, Shabangu. Shabangu. Who already has
coconut.
Who already has a husband. Bloody hell, she's playing the field.
Yeah.
The couple swapped rings and kissed in the ceremony in South Africa, where Sanel claimed his dead ancestors ordered him to arrange.
Right.
That's how it's written. But he and his bride did not sign a marriage certificate and did not live together. His family, who forked out $1,500 on the wedding, insisted it was only a ritual and was not legally binding. She's 61 and she's still kissing that small boy.
Yeah.
That's odd. Sanel said, I told my mother I wanted to get married as I really did want to. I'm happy that I married Helen. When I'm older, I will marry a lady my own age. What is the point in this? I'm fucking lost. I don't understand.
So don't get married then. Don't get married to this old slag.
I don't get it. The boy's 46-year-old mum...
right.
..said that Sanel's grandmother asked him to get married before he... Grandfather, sorry. Asked him to get married before he died. He chose Helen because he loves her. He's 8 years old, you silly fucking whore bitch.
He doesn't... Do you know what? He loves her as much as he loves jam sandwiches.
Yeah, or Paramount and, as well.
Yeah, and Mario. That's what he doesn't know what love is yet. He loves loud music. He loves jelly and ice cream. That's not the same kind of love when you marry someone.
Ain't nothing but a thing. By doing this, we made the ancestors happy. If we hadn't, something bad would have happened in the family. Helen said, it is what the ancestors wanted. So there you go, Jay. The ancestors wanted it and they got what they wanted. They wanted an 8-year-old boy to marry a 60-year-old woman for fucking no reason whatsoever and for them to spend $1,500 pointlessly.
Well,
if that's what they wanted.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. And more importantly, that's what the ancestors wanted.
Yeah.
What do you say? Do you reckon that would fly over here?
No.
No. No. Do you know why? Because this is a real country. Not one of them made up countries that changes its name every 10 years to, you know, Jumanji and shit like that.
No.
That's not racist. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know what to do with that. I really don't know what to do with that. You know, talk amongst yourselves a bit.
Yeah.
I have a story.
Oh, I am glad.
A man live tweets about getting a dildo stuck up his anus.
Lovely.
And the best thing about this is that there's a fucking x-ray of it.
Great.
There's hardly anything to this story. To hospital, unknown.
Oh, yeah.
Where at Grawley is telling the world. So add him and like go through his past tweets. So it's at Grawley, G-R-A-W-L-Y. Huh. It's telling the world about his ordeal. He has a vibrator stuck inside his anus. And his tweet actually says, yo, guess who has to go to hospital because he shoved a dildo up his ass and can't get it out? Because that's what you do.
Must be rhetorical.
Seeing
as he posted a big photo.
Oh, X-ray. And then he's put in brackets, answer, it's me.
Lols.
And then he's kind of got a few more tweets. My life, uncensored. This episode one, getting a vibrating dildo extracted from inside my ass.
Oh, that's the first episode. He's going to have to top that then, isn't he?
Well, how long does this battery last? Jesus, the thing is still going. At Energizer, yo, how long do your batteries last in vibrating dildos? Just so I have an estimate if it will still be going when I get to ER. What did you do last night? I shoved a dildo up my ass. I needed to go to hospital to extract it. Oh man, me too. Lol. I'd be lolling as well.
Yeah, it's the right time to lol if you're going to lol.
Just imagine a faint buzzing sound while you read these tweets. That's me.
He's really fucking milking it though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. Nurse who is helping me is the sweetest person ever. Oh my god. Oh my god, the nurse just told me there's another patient here right now who also has a dildo shoved up their ass.
Brilliant.
Life lesson. When using vibrating dildo, attach it to string. So you can pull it out, I'm presuming.
Well, and attach the string to something solid.
Yeah.
Because you'll lose the fucking string now, and you
yeah, swat. Definitely. I'm surprised he hasn't lost his hand trying to get the string there. The surgeon on duty holds up the x-ray and chuckles. I think that's at least the 10th so far this month.
Wow.
Right. This sounds like a backstreet surgery.
Yeah.
You know, not a real one. He's going to print me a copy of the x-ray. Oh my god, I didn't get an x-ray photo. I got an x-ray disc. Full quality x-ray pictures will upload when I get home.
In high def.
I'm going to be sedated and they're going to pull the dildo out in a bit, apparently.
Is the next tweet going to be, oh, this hurts? Did he never... I thought you weren't allowed phones in the fucking hospital. Why is he tweeting every fucking step of the way?
Well, I really don't know. Here we go. Brief update. Dildo extracted. Battery lasted about 7 fucking hours.
Jesus.
I shut the bed afterwards. I'm as tired as heck.
this is a brilliant human being.
I just checked my follower counter for the first time since yesterday morning. What the fuck?
Which is why he's doing all this. He just wants to be famous for the guy that shoved a fucking dildo up his ass and shat the fucking bed.
Yeah.
That's... Well done, you.
Yeah.
I bet his mum put that in the fucking fridge.
Yeah. It's
taken that next step of instant celebrityism to the next level.
You're dead right. It's being famous for the sake of being famous.
Mm.
You know, it's like Paris Hilton. I mean, I know she's done shit now, but she was a celebrity purely for being out and about with stars and just doing shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's what people want to do now, isn't it? Self-promoting their own shitty lives in hoping that they'll get a brief encounter with success. Well, I say success, with fame. Is that what people want?
But
is that the lengths people will go to get fame?
Well, evidently. It's probably all a big fucking reason. He probably shoved it purposely up his ass just to go to the hospital with it.
More than likely.
But, I mean, like, it's not that big a deal. I assume for the gay community out there that this sort of thing is an occupational hazard. And then it happens fairly often. I don't think it's that big a news for anybody, really.
No.
It's more the fact that he's so proud of it.
Yeah, and he's done, like, he did about 30 tweets. I mean, I only kind of read out every, you know, one every now and then kind of thing. There's fucking hours of the thing, you know, and he goes on next day about how his ass is still sore and all this kind of shit and, you know, looking at my follower counter going up and, oh my God, and it's like, mate, just realise. Do you know what I always think about shit like that? Is next year, imagine how you'll feel next year. You might have met a girlfriend or you might have started a new job. Or you've got some new friends from a new job that you've gone to. And they were, you know, it's like, oh, are you on Twitter? Yeah, yeah, I am, mate. Yeah, my name's @Grawley. And then, they'll follow you. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah. Oh, you say, yeah, you went there, did you? Oh, yeah, I've been there as well. And, you saw that movie. But, whoa, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Dude, is that you? There's a dildo up your ass. Is this what you did, man?
Yeah.
What? I mean, you've been tweeting about this for days.
You shat the bed. Days.
What the? I don't like you anymore. Go away now. You know, that's what I think is going to happen. So
it better fuck happen.
Yeah, I would like to think so.
What I think will happen is he'll just be fucking famous for the rest of his life. People will love him.
Yeah,
that's what's actually going to happen.
Yeah, you know, it's be careful what you wish for, isn't it?
Yeah. So. The thing is, he's put a lot of pressure on himself because this is episode one, according to this tosser.
Yeah.
So what's episode two going to be? He's really going to have to shove something big up there or go some other stage.
Episode two.
And where's this end?
Decapitating myself.
Yeah. You know.
There ain't going to be a three, is he? Lol, head just came off. Omg.
It's madness.
It's
crazy. What is wrong with gay people? Anyway.
Next story.
We're just rolling through these bad boys. French mum, Uncle Face finds for 3-year-old's t-shirt reading Jihad and I am a bomb.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's a bit weird, this story. A French woman told a court that she simply wasn't thinking when she sent her 3-year-old son to kindergarten wearing a t-shirt reading Jihad born September 11th on the back and I'm a bomb on the front. French media reported on Thursday. How could she not have been thinking? I mean, the woman with a French name and her brother with another French name could not be Could be fined, sorry, 1,000 and 3,000 euros, respectively, when their trial on charges of apologising for terrorism resumes next month. That's a charge. The newspaper, of a French name, reported. Both have pleaded not guilty. At a hearing...
How do you plead not guilty?
Yeah,
you sent a kid to school saying he's a bomb. There is kind of like... I know that's a little bit fucking... Of course it's not a bomb, but schools have to take that seriously. The police have to take it seriously. Basically, you're running the fucking risk. So saying not guilty is a bit fucking redundant.
And it's even if you go beyond like kind of just the weird bombs case, it's just completely disrespectful, isn't it? Really,
she
just claims she didn't realise, but you've got to have realised. I mean, it's just
she got the dates right and she got the jihad thing right.
It's a no-brainer. At a hearing on Wednesday, the single mother said she dressed her son, who really is named Jihad. So that is his name. His name is Jihad, the son.
Right.
And who said she said really was born on September 11th. Right.
Yeah.
Without thinking about it, really in September. He was born on September 11th, and his name is Jihad. She was charged after teachers and principals complained to the authorities. I thought it might make people laugh, she said, according to the Las Parisienne, which is just fucking stupid. Blah blah. The boy's uncle, Bob, who is also charged because he bought the T-shirt, and he too said he didn't think there was a problem. The French phrase, blah, 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 literally, I am a bomb, is a slang expression of self-regard. And to me, it means I am beautiful, he said, adding that the T-shirt with the slogan are widely available. So it's all kind of come together in a very odd way.
Yeah.
This.
It's a wild coincidence.
The phrase I am a bomb is a different phrase in French. And the boy's named Jihad, and he happened to be born on September 11th, and that's what the T-shirt is.
I want to see facts, man. I want to see date of birth, fucking name, you know, birth certificate, everything, because that is too much.
That is too much. So that's the story. The T-shirts are also widely available from sale online, and there's a link that you can get them. So, it's just
shall
a bit
we invest?
Mad. I think so.
Do you know what I find quite funny? Terrorism threats and the death of hundreds.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I don't find
that
funny.
That's not funny.
No, lots of people dying. That's not funny. Yeah, maybe even if that's true, even if, say I had a kid, he was born on September 11th, and he was called Jihad. Yeah, just run with this, okay?
Who's called Jihad?
And... You know, and there was a phrase in England saying, oh, I'm the bomb, kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm the bomb.
Or I'm a bomb, or something like that. And it was like a common phrase. I would not put all three of those things on a shirt.
No.
Because, and even though she can say, yeah, all these things are true, she still shouldn't have done it. Because, just because it's true doesn't mean you have to fucking, you know... flout it to everyone. It's ridiculous.
Madness.
It's typical fucking French cunts. They're fucking idiots.
They are.
They really are fucking stupid.
And French. And if it's not bad enough being an idiot and then being French on top of that, being a French idiot.
Yeah. Smelly fucking garlic and onion eating.
Yeah.
Fucking pussy fucks.
Right.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna go over and kill him. All of them now.
Yeah, I think
sorry. Yeah, that's kind of raged me out a little.
California man busted in grocery bathroom with porn, cocaine, and a small child.
That is a tasty mix. That's fucking trail mix for the fucking for me.
Yeah. A very eventful trip to a Safeway grocery store ended with a California man's arrest after police say they found him in a bathroom with porn, drugs and a child. Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's bad, that is. That's really bad.
Police were responding to a shoplifting report early Sunday morning when alerted that a man had been spotted in the woman's bathroom, brilliant,
okay,
with a small child, a pornographic magazine and the heavy smell of smoke. That's not a good sign.
No.
The 32-year-old man was found by police in the men's bathroom. okay, men's now, where he admitted to having been in the woman's bathroom, where he smoked a marijuana cigarette laced with cocaine, according to the incident report. Officers determined the man was under the influence of a controlled substance and arrested him. They determined he'd admitted it. So how much did you determine that?
Yeah.
The Californian also... The man admitted to stealing a bottle of soda from the Safeway. A young girl originally discovered the drug and porn-filled binge when she entered the woman's bathroom. The girl told her mother, who alerted store employees, "Mommy, I just saw loads of cocaine and drugs and porn.
Yeah.
I saw a man sticking his pee-pee in a woman's foo-foo. In the back door foo-foo.
The brown foo-foo."
Police just happened to already be on scene after responding to a complaint about a woman who had stolen batteries from the grocery store. It's all kicking off in this fucking grocery store, isn't it?
It's a bit tasty there, isn't it?
The whereabouts of the child with him are unknown, according to NBC.
What, have they lost the child?
Apparently. The police arrested the unidentified man on suspicion of theft, drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, and being under the influence of controlled substances.
So nothing to do with the kids?
Well, I think the small girl said that that's what she saw, and right, then there's been no backup of that, so it's okay. Just the drugs he's been nailed on. So, but quite a good headline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's it got me. And maybe there was a kid. Maybe he's got away with it, whatever he did.
I think the girl went in, smelt all the like cocaine and that. It got to her small little brain and she saw...
Trip the fuck out.
Yeah, a self-projection of herself.
Yeah.
Stood in front of her and she was tripping balls.
I think so.
I doubt there was any pornography.
I doubt there was anyone there.
I doubt there was
even a man. I think she was the one doing everything.
Yeah.
And her mum walked in on her. And so her mum had to make up this bullshit story about why there's cocaine and marijuana and porn everywhere.
A bit like...
It's because it was her own kid.
Yeah. A bit like Fight Club, but within a bathroom in a department store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing like Fight Club.
Yeah, that too.
I have a story about Batman.
Say again?
Batman. I've got a story about Batman. Bradford Batman delivers wanted criminal to police.
Batman lives in Gotham, though, not Bradford.
Well, this is where you're wrong.
Okay.
To Bradford, where Batman has delivered to police a 27-year-old man wanted in connection with handling stolen goods and fraud offences. The other chap was... They've put their own pun in here. The other chap was Robin.
I get it. Yeah, because of the thing and the...
Brilliant. Police spokesperson says... the person who brought the man in was dressed in full Batman outfit.
Nice.
His identity remains unknown. I don't know whether that's him playing a bit cheeky, but that's... Bradford has got Batman. And he is delivering criminals.
To justice.
So, yeah, so I don't know.
Well, the streets are safer in Bradford.
The streets are safer, thanks to Batman.
Do you think the police commissioner of Bradford will put a bat sign up on the tallest building in Bradford?
I would absolutely fucking love that.
It'll be a chippy though, won't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah. can't do anything right, can we, Britain?
Not as quite a that word.
Sinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not as quite as good as that.
No.
No.
Sorry, yeah, have you got any more stories?
I've got a video here.
Oh, you got a video?
Yeah. It's a Crazy Mum after Lady Gaga concert.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy Mum.
There's no story. It's just a daughter filming her mum in her car at the end of a Lady Gaga concert, and she's fucking nuts, Jay.
Right. Are you going to treat me?
I'm going to treat you to a video.
Okay, let me get my headphones on, right? See what this is all about.
She's just dancing like a mongrel.
Do it again.
Wow. She is on something.
It's embarrassing. Here's my pills.
Where's my pills?
She was so much.
I think she's literally having a fit.
I think, yeah. What the hell? What is wrong there? What?
She's in the car with me, I swear. You can't believe it. I'm going to have to tell you.
She's reversing now.
I got lady got in here.
What?
Fucking
she's
nerd,
even like screaming at people now.
She's swearing. She's calling them motherfuckers.
I can't believe it. I'm a Lady Gaga. I swear, I'm going insane. I got Lady Gaga here in the car.
Wow. She's fucking nuts.
She's had a lot of sugar.
She's just like. You know what? You just have to watch. She's got a bit of a rap on it, though, hasn't she?
Okay, the Lady Gaga concert already ended, and guess what? My mom is buying ice cream.
Right. So,
don't joke.
Wow, ice cream.
What? You want cotton candy? Yeah, cotton candy. Stop!
Why did you keep doing that fucking spazzing out thing?
She's not been laid in a
long
time.
You're gonna kill those people?
She's...
Get the fuck out of the way! Get the fuck out
wow.
of the way!
Wow, okay, that's kind of scary.
That guy was looking too. The one with Lady Gaga on the shirt. Kill all people. Thank you! Woo! Yeah!
She's fucked in her head.
She's a bit nuts.
Woo!
Imagine waking up to
Lady Gaga
a woman.
Right here, right there. Woo! She's cool, man. How about that? Joy Brown Wolf 2!
She's like swearing at people and like, taking the piss
Joy
out of them.
Joy Brown Wolf 2!
That's kind of funny.
Little motherfuckers.
This just proves how mental women are.
It's not Mexico City. Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, she'll fucking calm down because the police are there now.
You can tell it's like one of those cases of like the mother and daughter being best mates.
That's really sad kind of fucking still going downtown with the mom and going to concerts and shit. That it's kind of sad, isn't it?
It's kind of weird.
They're both so fucking lonely and shittiest people that they can only cling to each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, watch the video because it's...
It proves why you shouldn't let women outside and out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to go out and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, you shouldn't have a mother. If you've got a mother, just...
Kill her. Throw her away.
Give her to Africa. You know, because they're in need of mothers, apparently.
And food.
But mostly mothers.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Happy Mother's Day. Brilliant. So, what else have I got? Crazy Mom Strikes Again. Lenore Skenazy charges $350 to let kids play unsupervised in park.
What?
It's fucking mad. Children at play. No parents should be allowed, according to Queen's writer Lenore Skenazy, who will lead a free-range kids class on Wednesdays. A New York mom is launching an after-school class in Central Park, and her sales pitch might surprise you. No one will be there to watch the children.
Right.
No one will teach them anything. And it'll cost you $350.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's basically, in my opinion, her taking the piss and, you know, it's a quick money-making scheme. She's getting all these, like, new-age mothers to get their kids dropped off at this park. She's going to say, yeah, it's unsupervised play. It's self-creating. They're not boundaries. You know, give me £350, please. But you're just going to sit in your car and drink lattes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But, you know.
Yeah.
£350. The mom in question is Lenore, blah, blah, the founder of the so-called free-range kids movement.
Free-range kids. I hate sentences like that.
Like fucking chickens. It's all that new-age wishy-washy parenting which aims to ground everyday helicopter parent in town. Don't get that sentence.
Nope.
Skenazy, a former Daily News columnist, rose to fame, or infamy to some, when she wrote in 2008 that she let her 9-year-old son ride the city subways alone. Yeah. Well, now, it's not about the kid being independent and smart enough to negotiate and all that, but it's about the fact that there are, like, murderers, rapists, crazy people.
Yeah.
That, you know, he may be 9 and he may be very intelligent and he may be trying to fucking, you know, put his confidence up or whatever, but he's still going to get raped by that man on the subway.
Yeah, it's going to get stolen eventually. You're playing roulette with your kid.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to land on 00.
But since then, she has written a book and organised events encouraging parents to take their kids to the park and leave them there.
No, that's bad advice.
It's called abandonment.
The thing is, why is it that no one can do just fucking normal parenting? It's either wrap them up in cotton wool, never let them out of the house, and don't let them eat bad food, don't let them, you know, watch too much TV, don't let them to listen to rock music, and homeschool them, and all that kind of overprotectiveness. Or you've now got this, which is basically just let them out in the middle of Central Park. Is it New York or LA?
It's in New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And so they're kind of just letting them out in the middle of New York on a big park where, you know, there are a lot of murderers and rapists. But it's like, oh, let him go and discover his own path and stuff.
Yeah, always
no,
bollocks.
Just bring it in the middle a bit, yeah? Take him to the park, but watch him. You know, let him eat bad food, but not all the time. It's not difficult.
Yeah.
But it's only in fucking America can you have, like, you know, oh, I'm going to let my kid fucking skydive because that's what he wants to do. Or I'm not going to let my kid out of my fucking sight because he's... Oh, fucking hell. For America, they can burn as well. America, France, Australia, because it's full of criminals.
Africa, we've discussed that.
Africa, anyone with a funny collar, all burn.
It starts, this thing starts on Wednesday at the ancient playground on 85th Street, just if you're in the area.
That's not a street name.
That's not a street
name. That's just a number.
That is a number. She expects the like-minded moms and dads to drop off their kids between the ages of 8 and 18. It's quite a wide range. What I think it is the older kids are going to have to look after the younger kids. And she's just going to sit there with a fag and a kind of school super in her
wheatgrass.
Yeah. With her pubic hair tampon. I'm going to be there at the beginning, but then I'll be nearby at Starbucks.
You fucking called it. Love it.
What happens over the next 90 minutes is up to the children. But what if they're stoning each other's heads in and fucking taking each other's clothes off and doing all kinds of dodgy shit? It's up to the children, silly bitch. I'm not supervising it. I'm not organising it, she said. But she's taking the fucking money.
Yeah, too right. She's fucking profiting from it.
Skinsey said, allowing children to play outdoors is good for their health. And letting them horse around with adult intervention encourages self-regulation. Okay.
Right.
To Skenzie, that's a key component of child development. To other parents, it's a prescription for a visit to the emergency room or the police station.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous, said Linda Taft, who is 45, who was keeping an eye on her 8-year-old twins at the same playground on Monday. What if they break their arm? I'm not a danger ranger, Mom, but they need supervision. I don't need to pay $350 to leave my kids unsupervised. Good shout.
Yeah, that's right.
Rodolfo Nuenez...
That's
nice name.
Real name.
42 even said even if his 2-year-old daughter was older, he wouldn't sign up. I see her point that the kids in the old days had more freedom to play in the street, etc. But those were different times.
Yeah.
There was always a neighbour keeping an eye. There was a sense of community. I just can't think who would pay for this, he said. There are so many dangers and strangers around. Good point.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So... I still think there's going to be a shitload of people signing up for this bollocks, though. Especially in America. Americans just want to pay for anything, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah. Just to be radical and like, oh, I can do this and I've done this with my child. I hope their kids go missing.
She's been pegged on the internet as America's worst mom. She admitted charging for refusing to supervise her young charges is a bit of a ploy to cause a stir. Okay, so she's doing it on purpose now. Mm. Has she gotten any takers? No, not yet, she said. Maybe when it's in the Daily News under the headline, Crazy Mom Strikes Again.
Mm.
So she
will do.
It's like a piss take almost. She knows she's been a twat.
She will get fucking customers. That people will read that and think, oh, it'll be, you know, I'll get in the papers if I sign up to that. Or some people will think it's a good fucking idea. I bet you she has fucking 20 kids there. On the first day. I would bet money on it.
Yeah.
A good fucking handful of kids.
This almost goes back to the living statues thing I talked about last week. It's being paid to do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. $350 fucking dollars?
Yeah, just to fuck off and drink the Starbucks. And let the kids get lost.
You could not do that in this country.
Only in America.
You couldn't do it, seriously.
Only in America.
I'm just going to stand in this playground, you know, on the park. You give me £200, I'm going to fuck off and leave your kid here by himself, and you go away.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Well, when are you going to drop him off?
No, it's just unsupervised. He'll find his own way home, Lassie.
Right, so what if he gets lost?
Well, this is going to encourage his, you know, his independence and his you know, self-awareness. And
right.
So it's, you know...
What if he dies?
I'll give you a 10% refund. I don't know. I'll give you a hand job. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I'll give you another kid.
Get out of my face. Give me your money.
Oh, dear.
There we go.
Well, I've got no more stories left.
Oh, neither have I.
Oh, we should probably fuck it off then. What? Is it still Mother's Day or is it gone?
It's still Mother's Day. Yeah.
Still Mother's Day.
So, have you fathered any children that you know of?
Not recently.
No. Because when Father's Day comes along, do you think we could maybe persuade people to give us some money through the show by not watching their kids? Because we're not watching anybody's kids at the minute.
No.
We're not being paid for that.
That's true, yeah.
So we need to work that into our thing. There's always a money-making scheme in this somewhere. I'm convinced we can make money on the podcast, anyway, yeah. Definitely. But yeah. So I think that's another episode.
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up because we're not talking much anymore.
No, we're just dragging dragging a dead horse through the streets of London.
Yeah.
Not in London, we're in Derby.
Flogging dead donkeys.
Yeah.
And dead children.
Sometimes masturbating them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not the children, just the donkeys. Brilliant. If you want to contact us, guys, it's on Facebook, DirtyCon Podcast. We're on Twitter, just like that fuckhead with a dildo up his arsehole.
Yeah.
That might be the next step as well. I'm willing to just shove shit up my fucking arse randomly if I can get some Twitter people to Twitter.
Yeah, if we can get some publicity
so
about
it. So that might be happening at some point.
Yeah.
I'm infamous for being that bloke.
Yeah, the Dirty Thong Bandit.
The Dirty Thong Bandit.
Pretend like you don't know.
I don't know what that
Playing
is.
Playing coy.
That's mad. That's crazy. I would never do that.
You know what, the more you kind of say no, that's certainly not me, it just seems more you. Brilliant. I love this.
Email is dirtykong@live.co.uk. We have Skype as well. We're on Skype, John and Dirty Kong, and there's a fucking forum, dirtykong.forummotion.com.
yeah,
that's maybe
please someone drop us a message on there, because it's been weeks,
it's
months.
Been epic,
but it's there's some funny shit on there, there's some gruesome photos on there.
Oh yeah.
So check it out.
Some heinous shit.
Pictures, yeah.
And like I said, we did actually access the old archive, and there is some like old photos and things like that. So I might post them on the Facebook, and there's a couple of old videos from like way back when, and
yeah,
might post them as well. So oh, speaking of videos and posting, Splurge posted a video being thrown in a pool on our Facebook page. If you want to check that out,
a video of what?
A young toddler being thrown into a pool. To float by itself.
Oh, to float. Oh, okay. I thought this was just like, you know, too many toddlers, you know, so just throw a few in the pool.
It sort of looks like that. It's kind of dodgy.
I'll have to check it out. I haven't seen it myself.
It's not something that you can really talk about on the podcast because there's no audio. So, but yeah, check it out. Because and thanks for that, Splurge. We might try and get Splurge back on the show as well. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Episode 10, he was on.
Yes.
And he's quite a thing, isn't he?
He's an experience. He's not so much a person as an experience.
So we're going to get him back on the show in the next couple of episodes. I'm going to try.
Yeah, we should do that, yeah.
So, yeah. But until then, it's goodbye from me, John Boy.
It's goodbye from me, JT.
And we're going to end on a song by Godsmack.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Crying Like a Bitch.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
Boomy! Take my chances, but I've told you one too many times, and you were crying like a bitch.
you wonder why no one can stand you.